Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There is a Mormon blogger by the name of Greg Trimble who often posts things that are certainly pertinent to Mormonism. He's a what I would call a TBM, a true believing Mormon. He posted an article titled, "You Should Not Leave Mormonism for Any of These Five Reasons." Now, some of the reasons I can agree with to a certain extent, but I think in many areas, I think he draws a very wrong conclusion and seems to miss the point, at least when it comes to those who have left the church that I have talked to in many cases. I think he does miss the point. So we're going to go through his 5 points and kind of critique them and offer some of our opinions regarding them. Go ahead and read the first paragraph.
It says, "Lately I've been getting messages from people explaining to me why their friend or family member has decided to leave the LDS church. They write with their hearts broken, unable to find the words to convince them to give it another look. It seems like every time the root of the problem revolves around one or all of these 5 reasons provided below."
Okay, so point number one, he says, is being offended. Let me tell you of an experience that I had with an LDS woman. This was during the Olympics back in 2002. And I remember I was on North Temple, and people were coming out of the conference center across the street to Temple Square, and I happened to be standing there at the North Gate. And I remember this one LDS woman didn't really pull me aside because I wasn't right in the way of everybody, but she came up to me and she asked me, "Did somebody offend you?" Assuming that I was a member of the Mormon Church. She didn't even bother to ask me if I was ever a member. She just assumed that maybe I was an ex-Mormon, and that's what motivated me to be where I was at that time, which, of course, that's not the case. But she asked, she said, "Did somebody offend you?" And I just kind of told her, you know, very quickly, I said, "No, not at all. It wasn't that at all that caused me to be where I am today. It was actually a great love and compassion that I have for the Mormon people that has caused me to do what I'm doing. It wasn't because I was ever offended. I'd probably been offended by a lot more Mormons after I took the position that I did, but certainly that's not what led me doing what I'm doing." So I can understand to a certain point that leaving a church simply because someone in the church may have offended you, I would agree with Mr. Trimble on this one. That's not a real good reason to leave the church, especially in Mormonism, where you think that the church has some kind of salvific power to it, that salvation is only found within the Mormon church, and you can't find salvation outside of the Mormon church. But what does he say in that first paragraph?
He says, "Can you imagine what a tragedy it is that so many people stay home from church, withdraw from activities, and many times leave the church because they've been offended? It's almost unfathomable to me that a person would ever let someone else keep them from worshiping God. We've all been offended. There are people out there that have no clue. They say and do things that can hurt your feelings, make you mad, and make you never want to come back."
He goes on in the next paragraph to say, "You'll probably notice that it's people in general that bug you, not just Mormons." And yes, people do tend to bother us because we come from different backgrounds, different ideas, different traditions, and maybe we are used to saying some things that we probably shouldn't say in a crowded room or to an individual with, of course, a lot more thought to it. But I think, wouldn't you agree, Eric, that this is probably one of his points that we would tend to agree with him, that leaving a church because someone offends you is probably not a good reason to leave.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be a church he goes to that somebody's not going to offend him there, a Christian church I'm talking about. So I think you should leave a church because it's not teaching truth, it's not doing things according to the Bible. Those are reasons to leave a church. Because somebody in the church is causing you problems or offending you, I don't think that's a valid reason.
Well, of course, Greg Trimble would think that his church is teaching truth.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're a Christian listening to this, and I'm sure there's many Christians that have been offended by someone in the church and have decided to leave, it would take a lot for me to leave a church where I really thought I was being fed or where I had good community within the Christian body. It would take an awful lot for me to want to leave a fellowship like that simply because someone was acting like a jerk. And let's be serious, even professing Christians can at times act like jerks. I'm sure probably people have thought I've acted like a jerk at some time in the past, and I know you're waiting to say something, and I'm going to hit you off at the pass.
Well, I forgave you for all that, so we're on even terms now.
Okay. Point number two in Greg Trimble's list of reasons why people tend to leave the Mormon church is not understanding the doctrine.
He writes, everyone that goes inactive or leaves a church did so because they did not or do not know something that they need to know.
Now, let's stop there. When somebody says everyone or uses phrases like always, flags have to go up there because do they really mean that or is that just hyperbole? But everyone that goes inactive or leaves the church did so because they did not or do not know something they need to know. If I find something out in the Mormon church that really bothers me, are you assuming then, Mr. Trimble, that those things that have bothered hundreds and even thousands of people that have left the church just in recent years, it's all because there was some bit of information out there that would have convinced them that what troubled them should not have troubled them at all? Mm-hmm. I disagree. I disagree strongly, and I don't think he really gives a good defense of that first statement that he makes.
He goes on and says, people hear about one obscure quote here or there and jump ship. If you hear something that seems strange, ask yourself, is it really? Is there a possibility that it just seems strange because you haven't heard it before? It's our human nature to balk at things we've never heard before. Just don't let your initial reaction to something you hear for the first time overpower the many times the Holy Ghost has confirmed truth to you in the past.
Well, here we would have to ask some real probing questions, I think. First of all, people hear about one obscure quote here or there and jump ship. I'm going to be quite upfront here and say I've been talking with Mormons for about 40 years of my life. I can't recall too many cases where one issue caused a Mormon to jump ship.
Never heard of it.
I just can't. It usually is a culmination of things. Most Mormons aren't ready to jump ship. Most Mormons really like being in the Mormon church. And one thing that we have found is that many times when somebody does leave the LDS church, they usually leave what we call kicking and screaming. In other words, they don't want to leave. In fact, many times we've talked to people who have come across things that have bothered them, and they have spent considerable time trying to prove that whatever they read that caused them such alarm was not a fact at all. They wanted to stay in the Mormon church. I know that was the case with Sandra Tanner coming across David Whitmer's An Address to All Believers in Christ. She and her husband, Gerald, were going to prove that David Whitmer got it wrong. What happened, though? They found out that he was, in fact, telling the truth. And I've heard this from other people that have come out of the Mormon church as well.
Neither you nor I are former Mormons, so we can't talk about this experientially. But I find his attitude, not only in this point, but throughout the rest of his blog, to be demeaning to those who have left, as if they're not smart enough to figure this out. And come on, can't you just allow the Holy Ghost, who's confirmed truth to you in the past, to realize that that doesn't matter? When what is bothering the person who is leaving the church is typically very big. I mean, it's usually
right.
Dealing with the first vision or the Book of Mormon or the Book of Abraham. Those are major issues. So don't make it sound like it's just one little tiny thing and one obscure quote. No, there's not one obscure quote on most of those issues. There are a plethora of quotes.
And I think you're right. I think he comes across, sadly, like a very typical TBM, and that he knows more than everybody else. And if you were just as smart as I am, then these things wouldn't trouble you. It's like when Marlon Jensen, being one of the church historians, was asked by the Swedish group in Stockholm back in 2010, if anything bothered him in the church historically. And Marlon Jensen said nothing bothered him. Really? Nothing bothers you, Mr. Jensen? That's an amazing statement, because even as a Bible-believing Christian, I can look at some things in the Bible, and coming from my 21st century Western background, I can see some things that could even bother me when it comes to the Bible. Now, are they all that earth-shaking? Perhaps not. Does it affect my faith? Perhaps not. But there are a lot of things that people find as members of the Mormon Church within the structure of Mormonism that bothers them immensely. But when he says something you hear for the first time and that overpowers the many times that the Holy Ghost has confirmed truth to you in the past, that's the problem, Mr. Trimble. They start to realize the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit doesn't confirm things like this. When something is false and could be shown to be false, the Holy Spirit does not confirm things to be false. That's the dilemma a lot of members are having.
Now, you might be a Latter-day Saint out there listening to this show and say, wait a minute, I have had the Holy Ghost confirm truth to me in the past. And my question to you, Latter-day Saint, is how do you know it was the Holy Ghost? Has anything happened in the church that hasn't been wrong, that hasn't had to be corrected? I mean, I think these gospel topic essays, they're coming out with things that they have never said before because they're trying to correct a lot of what they feel are misconceptions. It turns out the things that we're talking about, you and I have been talking about for years, is true. And so they're trying to do damage control.
And that seems to be the conclusion that a lot of members are coming to. Hey, wait a minute. All those so-called antis, and we're going to talk about this because Greg Trimble brings that up. All these antis are saying things that now it seems like our church is finally openly admitting to. And yet we were given the impression that these quote-unquote antis got it all wrong. Now that doesn't seem to be the case. So what is a Latter-day Saint member going to do with that kind of information? And this is not a little thing. And it's not that they don't understand the doctrine. It's because they do understand the doctrine. Tomorrow we're going to look at some more of Greg Trimble's 5-point list. You should not leave Mormonism for any of these 5 reasons.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.